Good morning, and welcome back to Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and we have a fantastic episode coming your way today. We are lucky enough to be joined by three current seniors who are members of the varsity computer science team that just recently won their second consecutive international championship. You heard that right, their second consecutive international championship. Along with them, we'll have their coach, mentor, and teacher with us here for the conversation as well. Enjoy as we explore and discuss STEM journeys here at the Pennington School. And as we like to say, let's go! So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit. Both for you and for your kids. Based off school. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and I am here with a special group of people, students and teachers alike, for a conversation today. We are honored to be joined by members of Pennington's Varsity Computer Science team. I'm going to let them introduce themselves and kind of touch on why we are here today. And I'm going to start that with the coach, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Lieb. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about this, you know, special group of students that we have here today.
Hey, hi, I'm Len Lieb, and I have three of the leaders of our computer science contest team, which is they and around two dozen other kids have been competing in a year-long, very well-known and well-regarded computer science competition called the ACSL competition, which draws hundreds of schools and organizations from around the world. And our Pennington school team just finished as one of three teams tied for the international co-championship in this difficult contest that includes both conceptual understanding of college-level computer science as well as some pretty serious coding challenges.
That is amazing, and we appreciate the, you know, the background and context there. Now for our students, and can you go around and please introduce yourselves? And we're going to ask for your name, grade, hometown, what you're involved in here at the Pennington School, and we want to brag about you, so where you're going to school next year.
My name's Teddy. I'm a senior here, obviously. I'm from New York, but I board at Pennington. I've been doing computer science here for 2 years, but I'm also involved in theater, mock trial, some other stuff. And I'm studying at Brown next year.
Hi, my name is Cece, and I'm also a senior like Teddy. I'm originally from Shanghai, China, and right now I live in Montgomery. At Pennington, I'm involved with computer science, but I've also been a tour guide, played a little for the orchestra, and next year I will be attending Princeton, and I hope to study operations research and financial engineering.
Hi, everyone. My name is Polaris. I'm also a senior like everybody here. I'm from Robbinsville, New Jersey. I've been doing computer science at Pennington for 2 years, but I'm also part of the varsity girls tennis team, and I'll be studying computer science, hopefully at Caltech next year.
Fantastic. And we are missing one key member of the team, Shinny Lee, correct? Mr. Lieb. She unfortunately could not join us today, so we did want to give her a shout out as she was an integral part of this team. And she will be attending University of Chicago next year. And so, you know, just a shout out to Shinny, and we wish she could be here. But moving forward, let's just jump right into it. Can you guys just touch on your journey in winning a championship here for not 1 year, but this is your second year in a row? Correct me if I'm wrong. So just talk us through the journey. How did this come about? How did you guys do this in incredible accomplishment together?
I said I wouldn't talk too much, and here I am talking too much already here. There's so many reasons that we've had success, but I want to say, the number one reason I think is that we have a bunch of truly extraordinary kids who come to Pennington. I mean, you know, I want to like say what a great job we do and everything like that, but it really starts with wonderfully bright, motivated, curious students who come to Pennington. We have a nice esprit de corps. We've got a nice little community of nerds who work on this stuff. But I would say that I'm going to turn it over to these guys here because it is their love of what we do and sense of enjoyment of the process and with each other that drives them. I'll let these guys talk a little bit about their individual perceptions.
Yeah, I think I love that. Talk about a little bit what you guys enjoy about this process of you know, competing together. And I mean, winning is fun, of course. But, you know, what did you enjoy about the process of all of this?
I would say it's on top of being very, like, intellectually challenging. It's very, I mean, it's also somewhat casual. It's not super like cutthroat. We had, like, we meet after lunch sometimes, during lunch or after school, to practice usually for the multiple choice section of the contest. And we learn about the topics or practice them that are going to be on the upcoming contest. There are four contests throughout the year. And they usually increase in difficulty. So contest one, it's still challenging, but it's usually the most approachable stuff. But yeah, I mean, by the end of the year, we've already built a pretty strong community, which makes the challenge of approaching the super hard material much easier.
For me, I started off last year in the intermediate team, and this year I was on the senior team. So for anybody who's kind of maybe like scared to jump right into the senior level, like there's always the option of doing the intermediate and being introduced to all these concepts. And I think what's so interesting is that these concepts we learned in the multiple choice, like Teddy was saying, are stuff that you wouldn't typically learn in, let's say, AP Computer Science. So it's kind of like branching out from the standard like concepts that everyone maybe around the country knows to more college level and like data structure based information.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. The topics on each multiple choice questions, even though I did not have the chance to take data structures and algorithms offered at Pennington School, it still is going to prepare me. I've been introduced to a bunch of essential topics that are going to help me as I pursue my major. And also just to touch on the community-based aspect of the team, I think also a great thing is that there's many different levels of people on the team. Like last year, for example, I was like a newer member. So having more experienced members of the team around during the practice sessions was really helpful for me when I was learning the topics.
We also get like pizza nights. And we have a home side team staple snack called Pitzels. If anyone wants to try, they're sold at Pennington Market.
I would also add, I have to do a shout out to this year, the Pennington Admissions Department sponsored us and paid for all our pizza. So, hey, thank you guys who are running this podcast. We really appreciate it.
I will say Miss Jarbo is here listening in and she is very excited in the back and she loved that shout out and she is in full support of all you guys do. That is for sure. So that is all fantastic stuff. And it sounds like, you know, there's a human element to it, right? But then there's the academic side and that's all great stuff that comes together to make a really special thing that you guys have created here. So how has your guys' passion grown in the computer science realm, you know, since you came to Pennington?
I think a lot of it has to do, like, I would credit a lot of it with the way Mr. Lieb kind of combines at least the beginning of AP Computer Science and the contest. Like, you come in, if you sign up for AP Computer Science, you take it. But then from the first day, he's already plugging the contest team and giving kids the opportunity to join it. And he does kind of like an intro session. And when you do the contest, you kind of depart from like the super strict AP curriculum. And it's a nice way to sort of explore your love of computer science in like a less formal way. And it gets a lot of the kids who are really passionate about it into the contest early. And they can kind of double up on their computer science, the stuff they do with computer science throughout the year.
Yeah, honestly, I think I would completely agree with that. And I would say the contest was a great way to kind of like get me into actually solving coding problems because before my junior year, I had never done any type of coding before. I was pretty sure I hated coding, but after joining the computer science team. I actually learned that it was a great way to combine like solving problems in logic, which I'd been familiar with from like doing math competitions and stuff. So it was a great segue into that.
Similar to Polaris, I've never done any sort of computer science before junior year at Pennington, and I didn't think I would like coding at all, but turned out it's super interesting. And yeah, I would say my passion for computer science was definitely developed and definitely grew super strong at Pennington.
That's awesome. And kind of the next steps for you all, you know, you talked about where you'll be attending college, which, you know, is amazing, and hard work pays off for all of you, and congrats to all of you. But will any of you be kind of pursuing computer science or you know, things of that nature at your next step?
Yeah, I'm doing they call it a joint concentration between computer science and applied math. So it's like half the requirements for each major, but you have to do them both. So it kind of turns into its own major, which is also ironic because I'm also taking, this year I took AP Stats with Mr. Lieb, which is kind of like the quintessential applied math. So yeah, it's kind of like all the coursework I've been doing with him is preparing me to go to the school he went to study the stuff I've been studying under him.
Yeah, to add on that, I'm also highly considering studying computer science. Yeah, I know I definitely want to study that in some way. I'm not sure yet what minor, if any, I'd combine that with, but honestly, the major itself has, it's quite challenging. So I'm just going to see how it goes.
Yeah, for me, it actually like changed a lot because before I wanted to be a hardcore business major because I wanted to be a Wall Street woman, but now I kind of changed to this like operations research track, which involves a lot of computer science, and it's also combined with like statistics and optimization, economics, and everything. So computer science and like data is definitely going to be a very big part of my major in the future.
That's awesome. And it's really cool that you're taking kind of things you really enjoyed here at Pennington and you're going to kind of pursue them, you know, as you move forward. So that's great. All right. I didn't write this question down, but I believe that Mr. Lieb deserves his flowers for kind of, you know, forming this team and helping you guys. I know he's a huge mentor, right? A great teacher, all of that. So I want you guys to give Mr. Lieb a shout out on why you enjoyed, you know, his classes, working with him, all of that, as a teacher and faculty member here.
I think like the first thing he said, well, the first class I took with him was AP Stats in sophomore year. And I think like that first class, he said something about like, this class isn't meant to like prepare you for the AP test, but like you will be prepared, but it's not just about the test. And I think that's what made all of his classes super special, is that he's focused on like really teaching us the concepts and diving deep, telling us the why. And I think that's like really the reason why I have such a like strong foundation in stats and computer science. And yeah, and he is also my advisor. So shout out to that. The Lieb advisory is an elite advisory at the Pennington School.
Okay, well, personally, I'm very grateful for your teaching style. It's so engaging. And I think if I had been introduced to computer science in a different context, I probably wouldn't have appreciated the discipline as much as I did. So I'm just grateful that you bring so much energy and enthusiasm to all your classes. And I'm grateful that you're teaching us to apply our skills in outside contexts, whether that be like in class coding project, like the ones we did with Blackjack and Corto, or whether it be the computer science contest team.
I'd give a shout out to Mr. Lieb's scheduling, which might seem strange, but there's a lot of kids on the computer science team, and a lot of them have very busy schedules. So what Mr. Lieb will do is he'll teach the same topic, even I think one time it was like four times in one day during four different sessions, just the same topic, so that everyone had a chance to come and go to a prep session that worked with their schedule. And he'll like send out Google Forms where you indicate when you can come and when you can't, and he'll plan appropriately. And even if you can't make any of them, he'll like Zoom with you to make sure you have a chance to learn this topic. I think that's very commendable.
Kind of flipping that, you know, Mr. Lieb, why did you really enjoy working with this group of students?
Oh my God. You guys, it's audio, but if you can see, what a wonderful group of kids. These are special kids. I mean, in general, Pennington kids are special kids. So in all honesty, these are smart kids. They pick things up. But so much of this, too, is that they are also I am connected to them in so many ways that not only are we learning stuff together, they share bits of their life with me. I get to, you know, be an adult who can connect with them. You know, it is a true, true community as a group. And then it's what a lot of lovely teacher-student relationships get formed. I mean, it's very fulfilling. It's what we come into teaching all about. You know, am I a computer science teacher? I'm a teacher who does computer science. And it's very, very fulfilling working with these kids.
That's amazing. No, I think, you know, the word community is something we throw out here, and you guys are a living testament of all of that. So my last question for my seniors here, and this has nothing to really do with computer science. You know, your journey here at Pennington is wrapping up, and I'm sure there are a lot of feelings that go into that. What are you going to miss most about the Pennington School?
I feel like for me, so like in this past kind of 2 or 3 weeks, we've already been kind of off campus doing our Horizon project. So our schedules have been kind of not the typical 8 to 3. And in like the past 2 weeks, I would say like, I feel like I'm just missing kind of like the vibe you get on campus with like your friends and just like kind of just like this whole routine of going to your classes, like seeing these familiar faces and then like grabbing lunch and just like, I don't know, like the Pennington vibe, I would say, with your friends and your classmates is like what I'm going to miss the most.
I think something that I appreciated during my 7 years here was that people at Pennington, they don't hesitate to push you to your capabilities. Like for just an example, I came in as like a precocious math student, and that was, it wasn't like it wasn't a bad thing. It was like I was allowed to push myself to be the best math student that I can be, and I would say that applies to all the disciplines. I'm going to miss that fostering of your abilities, and I also miss the people around you who push you to be your best too.
Yeah, I think I would just miss my classes. I mean, especially senior year. They're just highly enjoyable on top of being very rigorous, and extremely positive learning environments. I found that I really enjoyed them, like genuinely this year on top of years before, but this year especially when I was able to choose with the most freedom, I was able to take classes I really wanted to be taking. And on top of having amazing teachers, also just the other kids in them were also highly motivated. And it was very stimulating, both in a community, with a sense of community and academically.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing all of that. My final question for Mr. Lieb, what's next for the computer science program?
Oh, for the whole program. So first of all, this year is what was next, which is that we have now introduced a new course that these kids could talk about, which is a data structures and algorithms course. That is something that you would take deeper in your college career, but like we have high school kids taking that I think it was a resounding success, did a lot of crazy good stuff. And there is down the road even discussions of bringing data sciences into the curriculum as well.
Well, that's exciting stuff. And I want to thank you all for your time just your impact and all of that here on Pennington and the people around you. So from the admissions office, thank you for joining us today. Best of luck as you enjoy kind of graduation coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we look forward to celebrating you all. Mr. Lieb, I'm sure I'll see you at lunch. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.